We enter into everybody's favorite liturgical season, Lent. Welcome to this beautiful time. We hear from Jesus' own lips these three things which the church has picked up and said we need to do in order to make this a good Lent. Almsgiving, generosity, giving and doing good works for others, prayer, and fasting. Now, unfortunately, most of the time when we think of Lent, we think about fasting. Okay, what am I going to give up this Lent? And that doesn't always work. For instance, a friend of mine from the seminary decided one Lent to give up sarcasm. And so anytime he would have a sarcastic comment, he had a rubber band around his wrist and he would snap himself every time he did a sarcastic comment. Got a little bit red around there. But I said to him one day, I said, so does that mean then on Easter Sunday you're going to come out with a whole bunch of sarcasm? That's really giving glory to God. Of course, he was looking to rather change his way of life. But so often we look at these things and say, I'm going to give up. But we forget the other two parts of Lent. It's not just about giving up. It's also about generosity and prayer. Spending time with Almighty God. Spending more time with our Lord in prayer. This is important because all three of these pieces have a way that draw our hearts out of ourselves. But we must look at this and say, why do we do any of this? Is it so that at the end of Lent we can say, I did something really good? We're going to say, you know, I'm going to give up chocolate. You know, I'm going to give up chocolate. I'm going to get through these 40 days and at the end I'm going to be like, yes, the chocolate bunny is mine! If that's the whole point, why bother? Rather, the point of Lent, the point of fasting and almsgiving and prayer, the point of Lent is that we get closer in relationship to Almighty God. We fast from maybe even good things in order to say, these things may be standing in my way of my relationship with Almighty God. I want to put that out of the way for a time. We give alms in order to extend our generosity, the love of our hearts, because God is generosity, generous and merciful love. We pray so that we can come to know our God who loves us intimately. We do these things so that we can come closer to God. And let's be honest. If you get through Lent and have given up chocolate and have done this and done that and all these things, and at the end of Lent, you're no closer to God, it's a waste of time. And if you only do one thing in Lent, but you do it with the purpose of coming to love God more, and at the end of Lent, you have come to a greater love for God, then you've had a successful Lent. You see, I've seen this so often in myself and in other people. They pick up 15 different things that they're going to do for Lent. And it's like trying to juggle. And the first couple of days, it's pretty good. And then everything falls apart and they see it's a failure for Lent. Rather, the focus must be on our relationship with God. You see, Jesus, out of love for us, wore one of these. I've put one of these on before. Not to like shove into my skull, but just on top of my head. These things are painful. Did you know that? Father, it's a crown of thorns. Yeah, we figured it out. But in any case, we look at this crown of thorns that Jesus has worn for love of you and me. This ain't no I'm giving up chocolate thing. He goes all the way. And you see, our acts of good works, our choosing to deny ourselves for love of God, our spending time with Him in prayer, consoles Him, and as it were, takes a thorn out of the crown of thorns. And maybe that should be our focus this Lent. Maybe it shouldn't be so much on doing or giving up as it is loving and saying, by this act, this small tiny act, I want to take a thorn out of Jesus' crown and show Him that love. My sisters and brothers, this is what is most important, is our relationship with Almighty God. Yes, if giving up chocolate for Lent is going to help you get closer to God, great, praise the Lord, do it. And do it with great love. Some people say, well, I'm giving up chocolate, but, you know, I'm going to eat it on Sundays. Yeah. Okay. Have fun trying not to eat it on Monday. It's a lot harder, I'll tell you that. But ultimately, it's not about giving up or doing this or that extra thing. It's all about coming and putting God at the center and focus of our life. When you pray, go to your inner room and close the door and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you. We hear that three times in the Gospel. Because Jesus is saying, that's where the focus must be. Not turning in on ourselves and saying, what can I give up? But turning up to God and say, what can I do to show love to you?